You're listening to Central Time. I'm Darrell Conner.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the U.S. Supreme Court says President Trump's transgender military ban can take effect while the issue makes its way through lower courts. We'll look at that and other hot-button court cases.
First, we're getting a fresh look at how Wisconsin residents feel about new Governor Tony Evers, the partial government shutdown, the state Republican lame duck bills, legalized pot, and other issues.
A new Marquette University Law School poll came out this afternoon. It's the first since the November midterm elections when Democrats won statewide offices, but Republicans kept control of the legislature.
Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and the director of the Marquette University Law School Poll. He is the co-founder of Pollster.com and the founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Governor Evers has been on the job for a little more than 2 weeks now. What do we think of him?
Well, we're still making up our minds, I think, is the reasonable thing to say. When we asked about job approval, he's only been in the office for a couple of weeks. His net approval is positive, but a lot of people haven't formed an opinion of him. That's maybe not terribly surprising. I think as we go from a period of Governor Walker, who almost everybody had an opinion about, to a new governor, it's important to realize how long governors often take before they really cement with the public or the public forms a really strong opinion of them. So as a result, where we are right now is this advantage of job approval at 49, 22 disapprove, but 38 say they don't know. And if we look at Evers' favorability, it's 41 favorable, 24 unfavorable, but 34 haven't heard enough or don't know. So it will take a little while for that to settle in. He starts on a positive note of net favorability, but with a lot of voters who are still making up their minds.
And since people are still making up their minds about Governor Evers, let's focus on the state of Wisconsin. How do people feel about the direction of the state?
They're positive and more positive than they were back in October. In October, it was 55% who said right direction, 40% wrong track. And that's up to 57, a little bit rise in right direction, but a drop to 33 on wrong track. And again, 10% say they don't know. This is a case where partisans are beginning to reshuffle a little bit. Republicans were overwhelmingly positive about the state before the election. They're still positive, but somewhat less so now, whereas Democrats were quite negative and have become quite positive. So we're seeing some shifting, but that shifting has not finished taking place yet.
What did your poll say about the direction of the state?
This current one says it's 57% right direction, 33% wrong track.
It doesn't look like residents were too impressed with the Republicans' lame duck session last month. It put fresh limits on the powers of the governor and attorney general. What did the poll have to say about that?
Yeah, the legislature did not fare well with the lame duck session. Just 31% approved of the lame duck, 55% disapproved. 14% said they didn't know. But if we look at some of the aftermath of that, we asked if the legislative leaders are trying to cooperate with Evers or aren't they really interested in cooperating. 22% they were trying to cooperate, 46% not interested, but a big 32% said they don't know. When we asked it the other way, is Evers trying to cooperate with legislative leaders? 47% said he was trying, 25% said he was not interested, and again, a pretty big 28% said they didn't know.
Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and the director of the Marquette University Law School Poll, which is what we're talking about today. Charles, did you have any sense that those feelings were reflected in how people feel about former Governor Walker?
Governor Walker's favorability ratings barely budged between the October poll and this one. His favorability ticked up by just a single percentage point to 49% favorable, 45% unfavorable. It had been 48-46 just before the election. So that's inside the margin of error and doesn't represent either a post office rise or decline in his favorability ratings. We did ask, because he had brought it up, about running for governor or Senate in 4 years. And there, 37% said they would like him to run for one of those offices, but 53% said they would prefer that he not run for either.
Governor Evers recently said that his upcoming budget proposal would include the first step towards legalizing medical marijuana. He added that it would start the process toward full legalization. State Republicans are a bit nervous about that prospect. So how do residents feel about medical marijuana legalization?
And this is a case where the public is out ahead of the legislature and the governor. 59% would support full legalization of the use of marijuana. 35% are opposed, and 7 say they don't know. And that's a reversal from 4 years ago in September of 2014, when we asked the same question. 46% were in favor, 51 were opposed. So there's been a notable shift in support, and that's without asking about medical marijuana as sort of a way station between this and full legalization.
We have a couple minutes left, so I want to be sure that I ask you about a couple of national issues. What did you find out about people's feelings, first of all, of the partial government shutdown?
They're very negative about it. 66% oppose shutting down the government over the border wall. Just 29% support the shutdown. And that's interesting, because in our data, 44% favor the wall, but only 29% support the shutdown over the wall. So clearly some wall supporters are unhappy with the shutdown as well.
How about President Trump's job performance?
It's down just a little bit. October, it was 47-50, a net negative 3. It's now 44-53, a net negative 8. So it's declined by 5 points on the net rating. That's maybe a little bit higher overall than in the country, but the drop-off is in line with most of the national polls we've seen recently.
And finally, Charles, anything else from this poll that particularly stands out to you?
Well, I think the most interesting are about withdrawing from the Affordable Care Act suit and expanding Medicaid, because those are sharp issues around a policy issue that's very important. Oh, and we should mention redistricting, because in our question, 72% favor a nonpartisan redistricting commission. Just 18% want to continue it as now with the governor and the legislature. And that includes 63% of Republicans, 76 of independents, and 83 of Democrats favoring nonpartisan redistricting. That's quite a difference of support across the partisan gap, as compared to the party battles we've had over actually doing redistricting in the state.
Charles, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University. We talked with him about today's Marquette University Law School poll.
Coming up, a lot of big news out of the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll find out what's happening. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Darrell Conner. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.